Coming up next on Passion Struck, embark on a transformative journey across the open seas, where sailing life lessons ignite your inner fire and propel you towards uncharted territories. Set sail and unleash your unlimited potential for greatness, guided by the unwavering belief that every wave can be conquered and every dream can be realized. Welcome to Passion Struck. Hi, I'm your host, John R. Miles, and on the show, we decipher the secrets, tips, and guidance of the world's most inspiring people and turn their wisdom into practical advice for you and those around you. Our mission is to help you unlock the power of intentionality so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you're new to the show, I offer advice and answer listener questions on Fridays. We have long-form interviews the rest of the week with guests ranging from astronauts to authors, CEOs, creators, innovators, scientists, military leaders, visionaries, and athletes. Now, let's go out there and become Passion Struck. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Momentum Friday in episode 319 of Passion Struck, ranked by Apple as one of the top 10 health podcasts. And thank you to each and every one of you who come back weekly to listen and learn how to live better, be better, and impact the world. Passion Struck is now also on syndicated radio on the AM/FM 247 national broadcast. Tune in every Monday and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Links will be in the show notes. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for being here. Or you simply want to introduce this to a friend or a family member, we now have episode starter packs, which are collections of our fans' favorite episodes that we organize into convenient topics to give any new listener a great way to get acclimated to everything we do here on the show. Either go to Spotify or passionstruck.com/starterpacks to get started. In case you missed it, earlier in the week, I interviewed Scott Jeffrey Miller, a Wall Street Journal bestselling author who spent 25 years at Franklin Covey, 10 of them as the chief marketing officer. He's the author of the brand new book, which launched this week, The Ultimate Guide for Great Mentorship, 13 Roles to Making a True Impact. I also interviewed Dr. Bapu Jena about his new book, Random Acts of Medicine, where he shows us how medicine really works and its effects on all of us, combining popular topics like behavioral science, health, and medicine through the lens of economic principles and big data insights to reveal the unexpected but predictable events that profoundly impact our health. And if you love either of those episodes or my solo episode today, we would so appreciate you giving us a 5-star rating and review and sharing it with your family and friends. I know we and our guests love to see comments from our listeners. My birthday happens to be tomorrow, so I thought I would do something special around one of my core passions, which is sailing. In today's episode, I dive into how sailing life lessons go beyond the open sea, as they often serve as valuable metaphors for personal and professional growth. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just starting to learn the ropes, sailing can teach you some essential skills that translate so importantly into your daily life. From embracing nature's ever-changing conditions to paying attention to the subtle details of success, this episode will delve into some of the most important lessons that we can learn from either sailing solo or with a competitive crew. Additionally, I'll explore how teamwork and collaboration are essential in achieving successful outcomes, both on the water and in other team environments. Finally, I'll discuss how persevering against all odds is a part of any great skipper's journey, and how cultivating resilience through adverse situations can help shape one's character. As you work through the various tests that life throws at you, these experiences can help you grow and become better prepared for triumph in all facets of your life. By understanding the parallels of being a great sailor and successful outcomes in your careers or personal endeavors, you can learn from sailing life lessons to make more informed decisions, both on land and at sea. Thank you for choosing Passion Struck and choosing me to be your host and guide on your journey to creating an intentional life. Now, let this journey begin. Sailing provides a unique opportunity to see the world, experience nature, and rejuvenate the human spirit. By taking less traveled courses and races, sailors learn to appreciate new perspectives and develop an adventurous mindset that can be applied to various aspects of life. The thrill of sailing adventures not only challenges your physical abilities, but pushes you out of your comfort zone. In sailing races, I have found it is often those who dare to take unconventional routes that end up winning the race. This is because they're willing to explore uncharted waters and trust their instincts rather than simply following the crowd. Similarly, in our personal lives, we must embrace adventure by also stepping off the beaten path and pursuing our passions with courage. The art of slow sailing, for example, allows us to savor each moment while discovering hidden gemstones along the coastlines, places most people never get the chance to see. So, whether it's trying out a new hobby or launching a groundbreaking project at work, remember that embracing adventure leads to success and growth. So how through sailing can you develop a deeper connection with nature? The first would be navigating. Sailing teaches us how essential it is to connect with nature, especially when navigating open waters, using nothing more than wind power and celestial bodies like stars or planets for guidance. It reminds us of how interconnected everything truly is around us. And then there's weather. Sailors must develop a keen understanding of weather patterns and their effects on the water. This connection to nature's forces helps us appreciate the beauty and power of our environment, fostering a greater sense of responsibility towards preserving it for future generations. And then there's sustainability. As we sail across oceans or coastlines, we're constantly reminded that our actions have consequences, good and bad. Sailing encourages sustainable practices, like using renewable energy sources, for instance, solar panels, or minimizing waste by recycling materials whenever possible. In today's fast-paced world, where technology often dominates our lives, sailing serves as an important reminder to slow down, reconnect with nature, and cherish its wonders while striving for personal excellence in all phases of our life. So hoist your sails high and let the wind guide you towards uncharted territories filled with endless possibilities. Exploring the seas by boat can be enlightening, and its teachings may be applied to numerous facets of life. Attention to detail is key when it comes to sailing, so learning about wind patterns for optimal performance should not be overlooked. When it comes to sailing, mastering the art of paying attention to details is crucial. Those seemingly insignificant things can make or break your experience on the water. In life, being detail-oriented translates into greater success, both personally and professionally. Let's dive into how developing keen observation skills through sailing experiences can help you navigate life more effectively. When it comes to sailing, understanding wind patterns is essential for success. Sailors must be able to discern slight alterations in wind direction and velocity, and then forecast how these elements will impact their route. By paying close attention to things such as cloud formations, water currents, and even the behaviors of nearby wildlife, sailors can make informed decisions about how and when to adjust their sails or change course. This skill applies well beyond boating scenarios. Think about how often you have missed important cues at work or in your personal relationships because you weren't paying attention. By honing this ability while you're out on the water, you become better equipped to pay attention and to respond appropriately when faced with similar situations on land. Whether you're navigating complex social dynamics at work or trying to predict market dynamics in your business endeavors. Beyond mastering wind patterns on the sea, sailors develop a keen sense for noticing small details that others might overlook, a skill set with far-reaching implications off the water too. For example, critical thinking. Just like analyzing weather conditions while sailing requires careful consideration of multiple variables simultaneously, so does problem solving in our daily lives, which requires us not only to look at surface-level information, but also to dive deeper into underlying causes behind issues that we face. Sailing also shows us precision communication. On a sailboat, clear and concise communication is crucial to avoid misunderstandings that could lead to disaster. In our personal and professional lives, articulating thoughts accurately can prevent miscommunication and strengthen relationships. Sailing also helps us with time management. Sailors must be very efficient with their time on the water. Every second counts when racing against competitors or battling changing weather conditions. Efficiently organizing one's time is essential for dealing with a hectic agenda and making the most of each task. In essence, sailing teaches us that attention to detail, whether it's understanding wind patterns or honing transferable skills like critical thinking, can make all the difference between success and failure, both on water and in our everyday lives. So next time you find yourself facing an insignificant decision or action, remember, sometimes it's those little things that matter the most. Attention to detail is paramount for any sailor. A lack of it can easily lead to catastrophe on the high seas. With that in mind, I'll now turn our attention to how teamwork and coordination come into play on board. Sailing is not just about mastering the art of harnessing the wind and water. It's also a powerful lesson in teamwork and building strong relationships. A competitive crew is a well-oiled machine, with each individual playing their role to ensure smooth sailing. Next, I'm going to explore the various roles within a competitive crew and how working together as a team fosters essential skills for success, both off and on the water. In any crew, there's a diverse range of skills to be filled, from the helmsman who steers the boat to the tactician who makes strategic decisions based on wind patterns. Each person has specific responsibilities that contribute to the overall success or failure of the team's mission. Just like in our everyday lives, whether at work or in personal relationships, understanding individual roles helps create harmony amongst team members while maximizing efficiency. So let's go over some of the most critical roles while sailing. The first is the helmsman, who's responsible for steering the boat according to tactical plans that are developed by other crew members. The tactician, who analyzes weather patterns, wind shifts, currents, etc., making crucial decisions about course adjustments during the race. Then there's the trimmer, who manages the sail's shape and angle relative to wind direction for optimal speed and performance, communicating with the helmsman the sail trim changes that are based on current conditions and wind shifts. And lastly, there's the bow person, who monitors upcoming obstacles, which could be another sailboat in a race, assists with sail changes, handling lines during maneuvers, putting up and down the spinnaker, providing valuable information about competitors' positions and actions as they unfold around the boat. The beauty of these roles lies in their interdependence. No single person can win a race alone. It takes the entire team working cohesively under pressure, which makes all the difference between victory and defeat. By understanding and embracing these roles, sailors learn the importance of teamwork and collaboration, skills that translate well into any personal or professional setting. The team environment created during sailing fosters strong bonds among team members. Spending hours together in close quarters while navigating challenging conditions requires trust, open communication, and a shared sense of purpose. Trust is the very foundation of any successful relationship. In sailing, trusting your teammates to execute their roles ensures smooth coordination and boosts overall performance. Open lines of communication are essential for resolving conflicts, sharing information about changing conditions like wind shifts, and making collective decisions that impact the entire crew. Open communication between teammates fosters camaraderie, enabling them to learn from each other and draw strength from a shared goal. And then there's purpose. A common goal unites individuals with diverse backgrounds and skill sets into a cohesive unit working towards victory. This shared sense of purpose not only drives motivation, but also instills the discipline required to overcome obstacles along the way. In essence, teamwork is at the very core of any successful racing team. By fostering an environment where each individual can contribute their unique skills while supporting others, you can achieve incredible feats. Both, and in addition to knowing their individual roles, with rapidly changing conditions on the water, everyone must stay informed about what's happening around them. Sailors must be able to relay information quickly and clearly, while also being receptive to feedback from other team members. First thing that you learned is how to convey clear instructions. By avoiding jargon or vague language, sailors learn how to use concise terms when given directions or orders, especially during high-pressure situations. For instance, saying trim main instead of pull in sail. Sailing also teaches you active listening, ensuring that you're fully engaged with your other crew members by making eye contact, nodding affirmatively, or responding verbally as needed. It also helps with understanding how to acknowledge feedback because it requires you to be open-minded and responsive when receiving input from teammates. Communication is vital for success in sailing and an invaluable life skill applicable in so many aspects of our lives. Just as team dynamics and collaborations are essential for sailing, so is learning how to persevere against all odds. When dealing with challenging conditions, such as unpredictable weather or unfavorable winds, sailors must adapt without complaint, make appropriate adjustments, and maximize their resources at hand. Qualities not only applicable in sailing, but also when facing obstacles on one's personal journey. When you're out on the open water, I have learned through countless experiences that there are no guarantees that everything is going to go smoothly. Unpredictability is an inherent part of sailing and life. You may encounter sudden storms or unexpected changes in wind direction that force you to alter your course drastically. The ability to remain calm and focused during these trying times is crucial. Instead of panicking or giving up when faced with adversity, sailors learn to assess their situation and make informed decisions based on available information. This skill can be invaluable when navigating through life's challenges. So let's discuss what we can learn from sailing about overcoming challenges through resilience. The first First is mental toughness. Sailing requires an immense amount of mental fortitude to stay focused amid constantly changing conditions. This level of resilience helps to build character by teaching people how to maintain composure even under pressure, something we all need from time to time during our daily lives. It also teaches creative problem solving. When confronted with problems while sailing or living, thinking outside the box becomes essential, finding solutions. The more resourceful you become at handling hurdles on the water, the better equipped you will be at handling problems ashore too. And then there's facing fears. Whether it's battling rough seas or dealing with high winds, sailing often forces us to confront our fears head on. This experience can help us to develop courage and confidence in other areas of our life. Embracing failure. In sailing, not every race or voyage is going to be a success. Realizing how to understand and gain from disappointments is a fundamental piece of individual improvement that can be connected to so many aspects of our lives. And then there's endurance. Long-distance sailing races can last for days or weeks, requiring sailors to push their physical and mental limits. This endurance translates into the ability to persevere through life's challenges with unwavering determination. In the end, the lessons learned from sailing go far beyond just navigating a boat on open water. The perseverance required in this sport teaches us valuable skills that we can apply throughout all our lives, whether it's adapting under difficult situations or overcoming challenges through resilience. By embodying these characteristics and making them part of our daily lives, you become better equipped to tackle any difficulties that arise. Remember, just like sailors who navigate through storms to reach their destination, you have the power within yourself as well to persevere against all odds. With this newfound knowledge, I'm now going to move on to explore the social aspect of sailing community, a place where friendships are formed through a common interest and events organized by local clubs. Sailing provides an unparalleled social environment that can't be found elsewhere, offering a wealth of possibilities for personal development. The sailing community is built around shared passions, camaraderie, and mutual support. One of the most rewarding aspects of sailing is the chance to meet like-minded individuals who share your love for adventure and discovery. Embarking on a voyage of discovery across the seas presents many possibilities to cultivate long-term relationships with other sailors. Here are some different ways that you can do that. The first is sailing clubs. Joining a local sailing club is an excellent way to connect with others who share your passions for life on the water. Then there's racing teams. If competition fuels your fire, consider joining or forming a racing team, where teamwork and collaboration are key ingredients for success. And then there's also cruising groups. For those who are seeking more leisurely pursuits, cruising offers relaxed outings, perfect for building connections and enjoying picturesque scenery at sea. By joining the vibrant sailing community, you'll be surrounded by individuals who share your passion for adventure and personal growth. Embrace the unique social aspect of sailing life and watch as it enriches both your time on the water and your relationships off of it. I've covered a lot today, so let me wrap this up for you. In the vast expanse of open seas, sailing life lessons reveal their true power, urging you to become a better version of yourself. These lessons teach you to embrace the exhilaration of adventure, igniting a fire within that propels you forward into uncharted territories. With each gust of wind, you learn to pay attention to the smallest details, honing your abilities to navigate the complexities of life itself. But sailing is not a solitary endeavor. It is a symphony of teamwork, where each crew member has a vital role to play. Through collaborative efforts and shared responsibilities, the bonds you form transcend the boundaries of the vessel, building strong relationships that withstand the test of time. Together, you weathered the storms, adapted to the harshest conditions, and emerged stronger than ever before. These valuable lessons extend far beyond the confines of the boat, permeating your personal and professional life. The challenges that you face on the water serve as a microcosm for the challenges that await you on dry land. You learn that perseverance knows no boundaries and that unwavering resolve can overcome any obstacle. The tenacity that you cultivate while sailing becomes the fuel that propels you towards success in every endeavor that you undertake. As you reflect on the profound impact sailing life lessons, you are reminded of your own strength and potential. You are called to embrace the challenges ahead, armed with the wisdom gained from your time at sea. You will persist in the face of adversity, for you know that within you lies an unwielding spirit that refuses to be defeated. Sailing has taught me that every wave can be conquered, every horizon can be reached, and every dream can be realized. So I ask that you also set sail, guided by the unwavering belief that you are capable of achieving greatness both off and on the water. I hope you all enjoyed today's show. I wanted to thank everyone who wrote in this week, and of course, everybody who listened. Thank you so much. A link to the transcript will be in the show notes. Videos are on YouTube at both Passionstruck Clips and John R. Miles. We are now on syndicated radio on the AM/FM 247 national broadcast every Monday and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Links will be in the show notes. Advertiser deals and discount codes are in one convenient place at passionstruck.com/deals. You can find me on LinkedIn, where you can join up for my newsletter, or at John R. Miles on any of the social channels. You're about to hear a preview of the Passionstruck podcast interview I did with renowned speech coach Samara Bay, who suggests that giving yourself permission to speak is the key to affecting change. Samara's groundbreaking approach to public speaking offers a new definition of what it means to sound powerful, which is essentially sounding like yourself.
This is a thought experiment. What if, maybe just for an hour, just for a day or a week, we just decided to feel neutral or even positive about our own voice? What changes might we see in our life in that week? In how we speak up? In how much we trust our ideas? In how much we go from thought to breath to speaking, rather than letting our throat get in the way to sort of censor us? What if you felt absolutely neutral about your voice?
Remember that we rise by lifting others, so share this show with those that you love and care about. And if you found today's episode useful, then please share it with somebody who could use the advice that I gave today. And in the meantime, do your best to apply what you hear on the show so that you can live what you listen. And until next time, go out there and become passion struck.